Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this August 8th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're talking to Assumption Schools today. Got a good friend, Matt Sikowski, in with us. Matt, good to see you. How you been?
Good, James. Always great being here. Thanks for having us.
I want to get into a handful of things with you when it comes to Assumption Schools as we're gearing up for a new school season and everything. And want to remind everybody, there is still plenty of time to enroll in schools. Into the school.
Absolutely, James. We the first day of school begins for seniors August 25th, pre-K through 11th, August 27th. It's amazing how the summer flies by,
yeah,
James.
It really does, yeah.
I mean, it's here and gone.
Yeah, we were talking about it being the last games for the Raptors this week, and that just snuck up on me. I didn't even see that coming, let alone the school year starting and everything.
The older you get, the faster things roll downhill.
It really does, yeah.
And with that being said, the person, as you mentioned, James, plenty of time to enroll, plenty of room in our schools. Carrie Minnell is the person to talk to. Carrie's our enrollment director. She's a wonderful person. She'd love to hear from you. Her direct line is 715-422-0901. Give Carrie a call if you're interested in being part of our school system. And with that being said, we have actually four facilities, James. We have our St. Lawrence Early Child Care Center. It's located right across the street from St. Lawrence Church. Our Lady Queen of Heaven School, that houses our pre-K through second. Shelley Brule is our principal. St. Vincent de Paul School, grades 3 and 5. Beth Kuhn is our principal. And then we have, when people think of Assumption, they obviously think of the high school and middle school.
Yeah.
That classic building. Our middle school, 6 through 8, and our high school, 9 through 12, Amber France is our principal. And check us out. You'd probably love to see what we have to offer at our schools. And once again, give Carrie a call if you're deciding what school you want to go to. Never too late.
Yeah. I know for me, and I've mentioned on the air many times, you know, I'm a Lincoln grad myself. Yep. My brother had the ability to go to Lincoln for about a year and then wrapped up the rest of his high school career at Assumption. And when we would compare notes or any of these things, one of the things that really stood out for him was going to a school where he felt like, and this is nothing against any of the schools in our area, any of the schools in the world. It's just something that Assumption seems to really, really be able to do, and making every student feel in like an individual and like they're heard. And it really stood out to Nick about that. Nick's incredibly smart. He may be the smartest one in the family. For him, that added attention really, really helped him a lot in ways that he wouldn't have even realized. I know that there's so many other positives to enrolling into Assumption, and there is still time, as Matt said. So keep that in mind, everybody, with your little ones. I'm sorry, Jeff.
No, I mean, that was a really great point that you mentioned, James. In my role, I'm director of advancement. So we are a private institution, and it is my job to support financially our organization. And we do that through donations and alumni. I also work with the alumni, and it's amazing in my year and a half here at Assumption, just the spirit of cooperation. If you graduate from there, you're a part of it your entire life. And a lot of our support comes from our alumni, people that have gone there, just like your brother. Mm-hmm. So it really is very touching to see that support year in and year out.
Yeah, Nick, one of the things that he'll do with me is asking me updates on how the teams are doing or something like that if he's not able to do it himself. Otherwise, he's listening to our radio stations and listening to the games and stuff. And he's in Oshkosh now, but he's still locked in. He might as well be in Rapids because he's still locked into the teams and what's going on over there. And you mentioned fundraisers, ways of schools making money. And certainly for Assumption, one of them is the sports. And we got fall sports right around the corner. I know that one of our favorite things around here, and one of my signs of the school year really getting going, and we're getting closer to the holiday season, is the Cranberry Classic. It's one of my favorite events that you guys do over there. Of course, we can't get talking about this and not talk football, though. Football, I mean, that's a big one, and especially for Assumption this year. It's the last year for a real tradition over there, something they've done for a long time over there.
It is. You know, it's the start of fall coming soon when you see the kids practice, the football team on the field that's located by Aspires Hospital. But, James, the football is in great hands with Coach Jeff Sullivan and his assistant coach, Andrew Swindorski. Mm-hmm. And this is our last year of going what we call 11-a-side
Yeah.
Football. There are 18 kids on this team. Think about it. These kids will be playing on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
And that is really something. And it gets to a point where there's just not as many students playing football, probably for a lot of reasons. Just the number of kids we have. There's concern about concussions and all
Lots of reasons. Yeah.
So next year we are going to what we call eight aside. And I know we're excited about that. That'll help us that we won't have to have as many kids on the field. But it's we're still going to plow ahead. We are part of the Merrillwood Conference. And our games are played at the Southwood County Stadium, that beautiful field. Actually, that's where Lincoln is.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
field. Our games are on Friday evenings primarily. And my advice for the listening audience, if you are a fan of college football and are somewhat a little disillusioned of what's going on with that sport, with the players getting paid, you have the transfer portal, you even know who's on your team for the Badgers. Who's on that team anymore? So come on out and watch football in the true spirit of its form.
Yeah.
And watch these kids compete their hearts out. And I think you'll like that.
There's nothing like high school athletics. There's nothing like high school football in particular. And we've been covering this a lot, this topic on Playmakers a lot. Michael Comer, our sports director around here, is really on this topic. And, of course, working with Randy closely, we've got an in. We know a guy. You know, so we've been able to talk about this a lot. And the change from 11 to 8 is a significant one. I think it's important to note, not only for Assumption, but just for our local schools and our athletic programs. Everything you mentioned is part of this, Matt. Certainly, we also, you know, keep in mind that while shifting to a new league, you're going to have some of your traditional games, your rivalry games that may not be played anymore. So all the more reason to attend these games where it might be the last time you see these two schools facing each other and stuff. This year, more than ever, supporting these kids. And not only wins or losses, that's all secondary. It's supporting these kids and getting to see your alumni out there and playing these games and stuff. And be sure to support them next year when they go to eight-man football and continue that same momentum. Keep in mind as well, while you know, we like to talk football around here and everything, we are not fools. We cannot, of course, not mention other sports with Assumption, because they just rank up, and you see them in state rankings all the time for different sports. One of my favorite sports is cross country. I like track and field. I'm a big fan of all that stuff. And you got cross country for boys and girls coming up. That's another one to mention.
That is just such a great program, and our coaches are Jim and his wife, Nicole Dolans, who are great runners themselves, James. Very passionate. This year is a little bit different with the cross-country team in that we have always competed in the Division Five. This year, the WIAA has bumped us up to Division Two.
Yeah.
But I think our kids are still up to the challenge. Our boys' team is getting better as I'm speaking to you, and our girls' team is always right up there in top of the state. And we're excited this year in that we're hosting the Division Two sectionals for cross country for boys and girls at the Tri-City Golf Course on October 23rd. So, again, we are very solid with that sport, and you know, Jim and Nicole just have done a wonderful job.
Really speaks highly of the area, too, to host an event like that. That's a really great opportunity for Assumption, especially just going into Division II, getting to do something like that. That's really cool. we work really closely also with our friend Phil Hartley in Quality Post Printing, and a shout-out to Phil and the gang, of course. And I know one of the things I've been talking with him off-air about is I'd like to talk more tennis, Seth, or to Phil. I love tennis. I like being able to talk it and everything. And here we got a connection. We got an actual tennis coach we could be talking with all the time. So we're going to talk more tennis this year with Phil and put him to work a little bit more. I'm sure he's looking forward to that. But I know he's looking forward to the tennis season. We were just talking about it this week.
He is Phil has a beautiful spirit and soul, and he's just I went to one of the matches last year, and he is really involved with the kids. Just a great mentor and role model, and we're blessed to have Phil. Just his passion.
Yeah.
and commitment, and we never have an issue of having not having enough kids because he makes it fun.
Yeah, he's a smart and supportive coach. He's really helps these kids get better at the game while also supporting them and everything. And while he's never coached me, I've worked with Phil on stage as an actor, and that's the kind of actor he is. So it makes sense him as a coach like that. That makes perfect sense. And the tennis season's right around the corner. I know how excited Phil and a lot of our kids are for that. And volleyball, another big one that we want to make sure to wrap up talking sports about, because volleyball's huge over there, I know. They got a great coach.
Volleyball is, we have our coach, Sean Cusack, who's in his second year as our volleyball coach, and slowly but surely he's rebuilding that program. Mm-hmm. And again, the main thing with our sport, such as what we're just talking about, James, is having the numbers. And our coaches provide that positive experience. And when you have that, that's what we want.
Yeah.
To really have these kids experience all the great things of sports that you and I have talked about for so much.
Yeah.
And these coaches do that. And Sean is doing a great job with those girls. Yeah.
We've seen the numbers. That more and more people are going to women's sports and watching them from high school to professional. And one of the most highest growing sports among all that is volleyball. And so I can see a lot more kids coming out for it in the next couple of years and everything, and that sport getting more and more popular. I don't know. I think that'd be pretty cool. I know my mom's real excited about that. She's a big volleyball fan. One of the things we wanted to make sure to note was the new playground over there. Really excited for the kids about this. I can only look at it from afar. I'm too big for it. But I am really excited for the kids over there. The Lady Queen of Heaven new playground.
Yes, that's Our Lady Queen of Heaven school. Again, our principal is Shelley Brewley. And if you look at all our elementary schools in our area, James, they are new playgrounds going up.
Yeah.
The thing that distinguishes our playground is that it's coming from a donor, someone who loves Assumption, loves kids, and it makes it even more special.
That's really
cool. There's one person
making
this possible. So we're in the process of completing it. They're working on it right now. I think, to me, in my humble opinion, I think it's wonderful. Yeah, one of the best of all the schools. And we have our dedication not only to our families that go to Shelley School, but for the public on Monday, August 25th at 5 p.m. So come on out. Father Barry is going to do the blessing. We'll have some ice cream. And again, not only is it going to be great for our school, but for our parish families and for that community around Our Lady Queen of Heaven. And we're really excited about this.
Went past it like a week or so ago, and it looks great. I'm very excited for the kids, and I appreciate you noting the other playgrounds being built around here.
It's been wonderful.
It's so cool to see for these kids. And as a side note too, they got such cooler stuff than they did when we were kids, man. Like, it's almost unfair in some ways. Some of the stuff that they got.
James,
really
I remember the swing.
Yeah.
Monkey bars and that seesaw.
That's pretty cool. What they got.
It's a kid magnet. These things are now.
It's awesome. As we're wrapping up here, Matt, we wanted to put a focus a little bit on the music gala that is coming up over there. They're going to be doing a sister act. Perfect fit, perfect show to do, and a great director for it. Ryan really knows his stuff. Ryan is really good at what he does.
Ryan knows you very well. And you know, if I could elaborate a little bit, James, this event takes place. It's called the Musical Gala featuring Sister Act. Ryan Husted is our director, very passionate. He works in our youth ministry at the high school. He was a teacher at St. Vincent, but now he's moving into this role. And it's a significant fundraiser for us. It's taken the place of our auction, even though we'll still have some auction elements part of this event. But it's just, it's our way of getting the students involved into a significant fundraiser. And these proceeds from this event goes towards what we call our fund in need, which supports various facility and improvements at the schools that I just mentioned earlier. So
That's a great idea.
And I know that either in September or October, Ryan will be with you to speak more about it.
Yeah, I'm
and looking, looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great conversation. And, you know, it's going to be a great show. This is another thing that Assumption does very well. Their theater program, their musical program that they have over there, and the classes that they do, are really good people over there.
And we haven't done this, a musical, since 2019.
Wow.
So do you believe that?
Huh. Wow.
So it just takes, I think we have the kids. I know we have the kids that are committed.
Mm-hmm.
And passionate towards
it. Oh, yeah.
Ryan's the right guy for it.
It's going to be a really fun show. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to November, of course.
Yes.
And Ryan joins us. Maybe we get some of the kids on. This also, just as a side note, keep in mind, it's a dinner show will take place on Thursday
on
of this
Thursday.
Run. So that's kind of cool. A dinner and a show, people love that. They love that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it. And want to encourage you to go to the Assumption website for more information. Follow them on social media. It's another great way to keep up to date on all the things they are doing. Matt, cannot tell you how much we love talking with you and appreciate the time.
James, thanks for having me, and have a great weekend.
You too. You too, man. And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of Rapids Report.